All right, let's cut through the fog here and do this thing. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast for Wednesday's show, February 26th. It's Dave here struggling through a brutal headache. The lights are dimmed here in the studio. I've got the faders ducked down to a nice dull roar in my soundproof studio where I'm probably just going to put my head down and hope the teacher doesn't notice from here on out. Wish me luck. Today we talked free beer to start things off, a homemade hemorrhoid cure, which we do not recommend. We found a possible hero to combat coronavirus and shared our Ash Wednesday plans before Genesis showed up in Song Stories today. We spun the wheel for Long Song Wednesday and tested John's knowledge for once on millennial meanings with a bit we called Okay, Boomer, here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
A lot of radio program ahead of us. And Dave,
yep.
I got to tell you, being Mr. Bargains, I know you're going to want to know this.
Uh-oh.
All right, you know, companies left and right are trying to take advantage of this Saturday being leap day.
Okay.
Because it's a leap year this year.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Krispy Kreme Donuts. They're giving away donuts. All right. Krispy Kreme just announced a delivery service. Can anything be more dangerous than Krispy Kreme delivery? Right. As long as you live within 10 miles of a Krispy Kreme store, they will deliver Krispy Kreme to you. So you better watch your vaping, folks. All right. Just keep that in mind. But for you, Dave.
Yeah. What do you got?
This coming Saturday, you drink Miller Lite?
It's my go-to.
It's your go-to?
That's my session beer, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, Miller Lite has just announced this Saturday they're celebrating Leap Day by giving everyone a 24-pack of beer.
Dude.
Right, right.
What? Really?
Yeah, what you do
a case?
Is you go and you buy a case. You buy a 24-pack case, right, and then send the receipt to Miller.
Okay.
And they'll put the price that you paid into your PayPal account.
Oh, and I have a PayPal.
Free.
It's perfect, man.
Right?
So what, 24 hours, extra 24 beers? Is that the sort of tie-in?
I don't know. All right.
I'll think of it that way. Right. That'll be my excuse for my wife
when
I do this.
All right. Yeah, this is the first time that Leap Day has fallen on a Saturday since 1922.
Wow. Whoa.
Right. So
that's cool.
Right.
Watch, I'll go to buy the beer and my wife will go into labor on the way.
Yeah. Sorry, no free beer.
The John DeBella Podcast.
There's something unholy about this.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
You must be prepared for the consequences.
102.9.
What about consequences?
MGK.
I can't believe that you two, I asked that question, you two just like let it slide on by. After I said that is the weirdest thing that's ever come out of my mouth.
Well, I was about to say that, but we were going on air.
Okay. I asked, do pregnant women get hemorrhoids? And
seeing
that you just got done being with a pregnant woman, and your woman is still pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so maybe they're not just bringing it up.
Yeah, maybe it's a secret. Yeah,
not something I go digging for.
The only reason, let me put on my doctor's hat right now.
Okay, great.
Okay,
all right.
The only reason why I'm bringing this up is because it seems there be a rash in this country, no pun intended, on hemorrhoid problems. Yeah. Right, of people coming up with home medical.
Solutions.
Oh, God.
Right, to hemorrhoids.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Do you know what the new one is?
Is Gwyneth Paltrow involved?
No, she's not.
Okay, good.
Right.
I don't know. What is it?
Putting frozen potato slices in your butthole. Right.
World's worst French fry.
Yeah. Supposedly, you're supposed to have, you slice them up, you put them in the freezer, and then whenever you need one, you take a potato slice and you put it in your butt.
I mean, do you round it at least?
I don't know.
Seems a bit uncomfortable.
Steak fry.
Right.
Those would be the most comfortable.
I've got two words for these people. Preparation H.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
I have plans in the not-too-distant future to go to California to visit my son.
All right. Sounds like a horrible idea at the moment.
That's it. I'm actually having second thoughts about it. I'm not sure which will be worse. Will I get the coronavirus being in L.A. or will I get the coronavirus coming back from L.A.?
On the plane. I'd be worried about being stuffed with 200 people in a tube.
In all honesty, I'm seriously considering
this. Let me help you out here. I am going to go to Tampa a Friday in the spring
for
the weekend,
right.
And I'm going. So if I get it, you guys are going to get it. So just go to L.A.
Okay. Awesome. So we can have like a little race here. Who's going to bring back the coronavirus?
Yeah. It's like a chicken pox party.
Yeah.
Coronavirus.
Get used to hearing the show like this.
Right, with the mask on?
Yeah. I was thinking about this. Who's going to be the first person in the company to start walking around with one of those masks?
Me, because I'm going to have a newborn.
That's a good point, actually. Yeah. I didn't think about you.
So thanks, Steve. Thanks for the impending doom over in the Gibson family.
You know what we need? We need Tom Cruise to take care of this.
Coming to theaters, Tom Cruise is back, fighting an invisible enemy.
Hurry, we need to hurry and wash our hands. I just touched a doorknob!
It's Mission Impossible, Coronavirus.
Help me, help you. Help me, help you. Learn how to cough into your shoulder instead of into people's mouths.
It's Mission Impossible.
Uh-oh, I feel the need. The need to rest and drink plenty of fluids.
Coronavirus, coming to theaters. The John DeBella Podcast. John DeBella!
Now, I've got another question for you this morning. Have you decided what you're going to give up for Lent?
Nothing.
Nothing, really?
I went to Catholic school for 12 years. That was my sacrifice for my entire life.
I'm with you.
That was it?
Yeah.
All right, yep. Dave, what about yourself? You an Ash Wednesday guy?
My church never was really into the soot thing, no.
The soot thing.
Yeah. I'm celebrating Ash Thursday. I'm getting 4 trees taken down.
Okay.
My property.
For ash trees?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Ash, yep. Yeah. All right, that's good. All right, what about yourself?
Nothing. I haven't. Same thing as Cindy. All right. 12 years of Catholic school.
There's someone did a survey of 8,000 people asking what's the hardest thing to give up for 40 days of Lent. And number one came in is watching TV or using streaming services.
That makes sense.
That would be I couldn't do it. I could
you
not
definitely
do
wouldn't.
No, it would be impossible for me. Caffeine came in second. Social networking took 11% of it. All right. And it's a number one answer for young people. 24% of people between 18 and 24 said it would be the hardest compared to 7% of people over 55. Hmm. Right. I have no problem.
Yes.
I will admit that. No problem giving up on this. But the high point for my day on Ash Wednesday is seeing our
yes!
program
I'm
director.
With you. You are dead on right.
I'm with
our
you.
Program yes. director, Bill Moore. Bill Moore.
Wow.
Bill Weston.
Bill just got a promotion.
Bill Weston, when he comes in, and he always goes to church on Ash Wednesday before he comes to work.
Yes.
And then we have to spend the rest of the day talking to a guy with a dirty forehead. And now from our wide library of songs with the word ashes in it. Here's David Bowie.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, well, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're saying.
MGK.
We're talking about Ash Wednesday and Bill Weston, right. Our program director, who always comes in straight from church.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure last year his priest was Shrek.
Oh, it was massive.
It was gigantic, the thing that was on his head.
Dick Van Dyke was cleaner in Mary Poppins.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Out of control.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories this morning being brought to us by Meineke, America's Choice for Auto Repair. We're starting out, we're going to Genesis this morning, as I said, and the song is Paper Late. The song actually grew out of Tony Banks' boredom, right, with a certain aspect of the band's live sound checks. Let Tony explain.
At the time we wrote Paper Late, we were doing a song on stage, an old song of ours, called Dancing with the Moonlit Night, and there was a little moment in it where the vocal goes Paper Late. It used to be the way that Phil would use to test the echo out front, because that particular phrase was in echo, so he used to just sing it over and over again, and I just got so fed up with hearing him going, paper late, paper late, paper late, that I started playing chords underneath what he was doing, and it ended up into that thing, and he just started singing, changing the phrase slightly, and the whole song developed.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
Cool dads.
What we're here for.
Cool dad power.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. It is time for the Wheel of Long Songs. And once again on the wheel, we've got the Outlaws with Green Grass High Tides. Also on there is Skinner's Freebird. It's not odd that those two are right next to each other. All right, Meatloaf's Paradise by the Dashboard Light, Genesis Abacab, Jackson Browne's Loadout Stay. Of course, there's the two bonus slots. We never know what's under them. Bill, our program director, puts them in. They tend to be more deep tracks than than long songs. And, of course, the two listener picks. We've already decided what the listener pick is going to be. Like a great response this morning, a lot of great suggestions. But it is time to spin the wheel, and let's see what happens. Go for it, Steve. Matt's head's not turning. Matt Cord is in the middle of the wheel this morning.
He's a strong core, that's why.
Yeah, is that what it is? Yeah. Oh, that's right. Ah! Whoa! Bonus! Nice. Bonus! All right. All right. You going to hand it to me? Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. And,
what's lurking?
What's that?
What's lurking under
what's
there?
What's lurking?
Yeah.
Hold on. I got to pull it up.
Oh, yeah,
pull
sorry.
It up in the system.
He needs to type.
And, of course, hold on. This system, you have to be perfect in, or it doesn't come up.
Okay.
I
can honestly say, not only don't I remember the last time I played this song, I don't remember the last time I heard this song, but it's going to sound really good this morning. Hall and Oates.
Oh, we were just talking about him.
and She's Gone. Oh, wow. Now, there's a bonus track for you today, folks. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
Taylor has decided this morning that now that we're going to do OK Boomer in place of millennial meetings where they're going to actually throw the questions at me, that we should put this on Facebook Live. Is that what you're doing?
Yep.
Okay, fine. So hello, those who are watching. All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right,
let's
do it.
You have my instant replay up and on?
Yeah, press it. Oh, you had to go with the.
Well,
I got
it
wrong,
get it,
right?
Make sure it's oiled up. Okay.
Get used to it.
All right. In place of millennial meetings, it's OK Boomer, where they'll ask me the words, and I got to see if I can figure out what they mean.
Yeah.
All right. So, what's my first one?
I think we're going to start with an easy one.
Okay.
Shook.
Shook.
Yes.
Shook. I'm pretty sure I know this one.
Yeah. I think it's an easy one.
Yeah. Shook is easy. That's having sex standing up.
That is not what it is.
Maybe in the 70s. Yeah, I don't know.
That is not. It's to feel shaken up by something, for better or for worse. So in a sentence, he was shook when he saw Omar walk in.
Okay.
Like shook to your core.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly. All right. How about
that
this one?
That butt had me shook.
All right.
Ooh, I've been there. try on dank for size. Dank.
Dank.
Yeah.
Dank.
I think you got it. Come on.
No.
It's in there.
No. Really?
I know it's in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Dank. I mean, all I can think about is like, you know, being in a dank basement, something that's, you know, it's like that, damp, it's dark, it's dank.
That would be a normal definition of it, but these are
millennial. I'm not woke. I made that clear ages ago.
I am not woke. I almost put woke on the list for you. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
dank isn't first.
Dank is just something that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a dank meme.
Yeah.
Like, yo, that meme was dank.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
Okay, let me go on record. That's stupid. That's not.
I'm not a big proponent of using it.
It's stupid.
Yeah. I mean, I'm
it's
with you
stupid.
There.
Yeah.
All right. I think you'll get this one.
All right.
Swole.
Why are you going for all these? I can't do an abbreviation.
It's not an abbreviation. It's a word. No, it's a word.
Wow.
Swole.
Swole.
Yeah. Would you like a sentence?
Yeah. Give me
got my swole on today.
Yeah, just swole on today.
Yeah.
All right. So this is once again a sex thing. All right. Had sex too long, and now it's all swole.
Well, that could happen to some people, but that is not what it is. Swole is really for gains from working out. I got my swole on today, John, which is false because I didn't go to the gym.
It's a meathead term.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
next one.
All right, next one. Extra.
Extra.
What is extra?
You have more than one lover. You have a girlfriend, but your girlfriend doesn't know that you have an extra.
I mean, you could spin that as an instance, but not really.
Yeah, that would probably be more side piece.
Yeah. It's anytime you're unnecessarily dramatic or over the top.
Mean like Taylor is so extra.
Taylor can be extra.
All the time.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Taylor can definitely be extra.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Flex.
You're kind of changing lanes on an idea, on something that you do. You're going to do something different. You're going to, you know, flex out of it.
No.
I told you I was going to suck
at
this.
It's not a terrible answer, though, but it's actually to flaunt or show off.
Okay.
I'm a flex on him at the party when I get there.
All right.
Right. Yeah, I flex on people with my 99 Camry all the time.
Do we? I can only imagine. I can only imagine that one.
What about Stan? Do you know what Stan is? I hate this one personally. I can't stand when people Stan. What do you think? S-T-A-N.
Yeah, well, I can still spell. I just can't.
Stan, John, what Stan. Is it?
I don't have a clue. I don't have a clue to Stan.
An overly obsessed fan.
Yeah.
Is it Stan?
Taylor is a Larry David Stan.
Oh, Larry David.
Yeah, so.
It comes from an Eminem song. Yeah. I can't believe John didn't know
that. I want to get one more in here because I think the example I can give you, you'll get it.
Okay.
Shipping. Yes.
We
might not need the example.
You're bringing someone in. You have a side piece, right? Who you're like? They're a GU, a geographic undesirable, but you're shipping them into, you know.
This sounds logistical.
You're in the not even ballpark, maybe the same sport. So you're wrong, but you're semi right.
Okay.
If I gave you the example that people were shipping Tormund and Brienne.
Shipping what?
Tormund and Brienne from Game of Thrones.
Oh, they were shipping Tormund and Brienne from Game of Thrones. They were bringing them. No, I got
pushing for a relationship for those two.
Okay. These are the most asinine phrases I have ever heard in my life.
Okay, boomer.
Okay, bastards.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DeBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.